Our next subdivision is, our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-14, Gray Properties LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in the NAR1 Agricultural Residential District in Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County, by dividing 40.03 acres into 40 lots located east of Grade 461, 1,050 feet south of Route 24. The Technical Advisory Committee review of November 22nd, 2006 will be made part of the record. So on May 18th, the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet and proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. Each of you has been provided a copy of that. So we received a date, Mr. Wheatley.
All right, sir. The chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
I was going to sit back down. It's always nice to have Mr. Abbott on board. These things seem to be a little briefer, don't they? May it please the commission, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm representing the applicant in the matter of Heritage Point, which is subdivision 2006-14. I have with me Jerry Gray of Gray Properties LLC, who is the principal of the development group, and I have the Honorable Jack Plummer, who is the design team all by himself. We have, as is our custom, submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission this week or last week, a development project book which contains a number of items which hopefully will inform you as to the technical requirements of this particular project. I'm going to ask now that it be made a part of the record of these proceedings. And so we'll go through with you just briefly and let Mr. Plummer describe later in a little more detail the various contents of this document. They include the application, a development report and subdivision considerations, which includes various maps and development reports that are associated with this project. There are the TAC review comments, including from the county attorney on through the Parks and Recreation Department. There is a section related to the land use surrounding, the zoning and site location, including site maps, zoning maps, surveys, tax maps, flood maps, and what have you. There also are in tab 6 soils reports for soils disposal areas, and included in this package are preliminary subdivision feasibility letter. There are references to our utility providers. There are the covenants, conditions, and restrictions, which I prepared and submitted to Mr. Robertson for his consideration. There are annual population estimates for this particular area, student enrollments for 2002-2005, and other general information for the Laurel School District. What we are presenting to you tonight, I suppose, is novel in the sense that it is not a particularly complicated project. It's located on the east side of Sussex County Road 461 and is near the Genosic intersection just south of Laurel. The total acreage is 40.03 acres. It's currently zoned agricultural residential, and the current use of the property is as an agricultural site. What my client proposes to do is to seek a standard subdivision with 38 single-family dwellings, with each single-family dwelling lot having 3/4 acre lot. Within the context of where are we with the state strategy for spending and the comprehensive plan, this is identified as a developing area and is level 2 within the strategy map, meaning that it is transactional between the urban area of Laurel and those areas to the east, which would be the outlying areas. And in this particular case, we're adjacent to state parkland and another subdivision. We have provided you with copies of the various reports that we have available to you. There are private proposed streets for this particular project constituting 5.71 acres of the site. There is a proposal for sanitary waste disposal to be by on-site septic systems. And again, there are feasibility studies contained in the book that will be described by Mr. Plummer. We are proposing a water supply based upon on-site wells, although tide water is in the area. we can't quite get to it, and it can't quite get to us. So if it does become available at a later date, it certainly would be acceptable to have that central water system. There are delineated wetlands on this particular site, but they are included in the open space of this project, and no wetlands are contained within the individual lots. What I'd like to do at this moment is turn the podium over to Mr. Plummer and let Mr. Plummer run the drill with some of the technical matters that you need to hear from him about this evening.
Very good. Mr. Plummer. The Honorable Mr. Plummer, I heard.
Yeah. My name is Jack Plummer, John H. Plummer & Associates, and I'm the engineer and surveyor for this project. As Dennis pointed out, this is a straightforward standard subdivision. 3/4 acre lots or greater. It's on the east side of 461, approximately a mile east of Laurel. The site I think if you look at the front cover, you can get an idea of the aerial photograph and what's around it. But also, if you would turn to 5F, and I apologize for all these tabs, but there's a lot of material we were trying to present. And 5F is a copy of the tax map, and it shows our site, and it shows the existing subdivision of Sandy Pines immediately to our south, and the development to the north. To the east is a state park, which will not be developed. And I believe parcel 94, which is to the southeast of us, down in this area, was recently reviewed. It's the Arion project. I think it was recently reviewed by this board. And I'm not sure of its status, but I think it was approved. I think there was something like 90-some lots. So we are in a general area where there is a lot of residential development, either existing or planned. On tab 5B, we have an aerial photograph of the site, and you can see in color what surrounds us. To the northeast is Mr. Venable's home. We have had the site evaluated by Atlantic Resources, and their report is included. They are proposing standard gravity systems, some low-pressure dosing systems, and a few sand mounds. And we have received a letter of preliminary feasibility report from DENREC. We have supplied the state with an NOI, and they have posted and recorded that. The stormwater pond, regarding stormwater, we're putting back in this area, it would be adjacent to the park, and we have acquired an easement from Mr. Venables that will allow us to drain to James Branch, which flows approximately through here. The drainage is designed to have a high point right about halfway through the entrance, and everything on site will drain to the pond. Through grass swales that will go along the edge of the road. And from there, again, it will drain to James Branch partially through a pipe and partially overland. I haven't gotten into the details of the stormwater pond design, but it is possible that it could be considerably smaller, may not need it at all. Because of the soil conditions and the fact that it's existing row crops now, and we're converting it to a subdivision, and that actually in some cases will reduce the amount of discharge from the stormwater system. We are providing, we're going to provide sidewalks on one side. We're going to provide street lights. We're going to have one entrance. It will not contribute any additional drainage to the state highway system. Mr. Gray himself did a traffic count out there, and we found that the peak hour, this was on a weekday, had 140 vehicles on the peak hour. That's both directions. Our site will generate approximately 380 additional vehicles trips per day, or 38 additional trips on a peak hour, or 19 additional vehicles going, assuming it's split evenly. And this is well below the level of service A capacity of 610 vehicles per lane per hour. 461 was recently overlaid by the state and widened to 21 feet. Our entrance is probably within a quarter mile of Route 24 and no more than a mile from Route 13, so they will be able to leave the site and be on high-level highways within very short order. The site is now totally tilled. There are no trees on it. We aren't going to be disturbing any trees. Mr. Schrader said we'll have on-site septic systems and on-site wells. The street system will be private. It'll comply with all Sussex County codes. I've done an analysis of the general estimated income or property taxes that will be created, but this the assessment probably will be in the 1.7 million area once it is completed. I would say that's that probably cover it's oh it's in a flood zone X too, by the way. So I believe that about covers it.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. Well, Mr. Trader, does that conclude your presentation? Are you ready for questions? You wanna
two more stops if you'll let me.
Right ahead.
I'd like to give Mr. Gray up for just a minute if you'll permit me.
All right, sir.
You know, for the benefit of the record, you're Jerry Gray, the principal of Gray Properties, LLC. Is that right?
Yes, that's
and
right.
You've heard everything that Mr. Plummer has had to say, or I've had to say on your behalf. Do you adopt that as your own, as if it were said by you?
Yes, I do.
Let me ask a couple quick questions here. You're in the real estate business. Is that right?
That's correct.
Do you have any opinion as to what effect, if any, this project will have on neighboring property values?
Well, I would hope it would increase the values of the property around, and as to what we have done and the type projects we have been involved in.
And the other question I would have for you is that as an economic impact on the area, one of the impacts will be that there will be requirements for the students to attend schools. There will be the Laurel School District involved in this. Will you cooperate in providing a school bus stop or whatever is necessary for the students that live in your particular project?
Yes, we'll make provisions for whatever we have to on that. Definitely.
You wanted to make a couple brief comments to the commission, so I'll stand down and let you make some comments to them about your plans for this project.
Yes, we're proposing, as you can see, we're proposing 38 lots. I was in the carpet business for 40-some years over in Wicomico County, and I was doing individual lots and houses up until about 6 years ago. And I started into development and home building also, as I've been in the last 40 years. And I've enjoyed working with people and using integrity and honesty in all that I do with all my building and everything else, and I've enjoyed doing it. I just finished a project up in Pittsville, Maryland, of 17 lots, and over the last 4 years, my wife's been asking me what I've been doing since I got out of the carpet business, and I've been kind of thinking tonight what I have been doing, you know, and where I am right now. But I'm glad to come to this board with a proposal for these 38 lots. I think we can enhance the neighborhood with 3/4 acre lots and build nice looking homes there. And I'm excited about doing the project. So I thank you.
All right, sir. We're excited for you.
Just to wrap it up for you, Mr. Chairman, there were, in anticipation of at least one question, there was no plus review required of this particular project because it's less than 50 units. There were covenants, conditions, and restrictions that were submitted to Mr. Robertson. I noticed that one of his comments was that he would ask that we have an agricultural preservation notice contained in it, and it is. And there also is a wetlands notice so that people will be aware of the fact that you can't have particular activities in the wetlands that perhaps these wetlands are not wet. And I remember your comment from an earlier application, just because they have water doesn't make them wetlands.
Right.
This doesn't have water,
because the
but they
of
are
water
wetlands.
Doesn't make them dry. Yes.
So maybe we could get the two together. It would be helpful for all of us to have some common sense view of what wetlands are. As a courtesy to the commission and for any person who has a special interest on the commission of this particular project, I have, as always, submitted it. A proposed set of findings of fact and conditions that I think generally meet the anticipated requirements of the commission. There is one technical error in those submissions, and that is on page 2. At the next to the last bullet point, it says the project will be served by private central water. In fact, that should have read private wells on site. And I did make that mistake in preparing this particular document for your consideration. Having said all of these things and knowing that Mr. Gordy is anxious to get at me, I'm going to stand down and we'll be ready to answer any questions that the commission has.
We'll see if anybody has any. Mr. Gordy.
So the average lot size is an acre or 3/4 acre?
3/4 acre.
3/4 acre. And what type of houses are we talking about as far as square footage and built or modular?
I think Mr. Gray's better able to answer that than I. He does have some photographs from his last project, although we didn't submit them 72 hours in advance. I'd ask your consideration in taking a look at these photos. Mr. Gray?
We've typically accepted photos if you want to submit them, just because anybody driving by would be able to see what's in the photograph, so that's not the type of thing.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gray. Okay.
You're welcome, Mr. Chair.
Well, you want to describe for Mr. Gordy, you want to answer his question?
Okay, yes. The homes, as in our homeowners association, two-story homes will be a 2,000 minimum. The ranchers or their type will be 1,500 square feet or more. So the type of homes we did, they're variable according to the surroundings, and you know, we don't like to have everything just the same. We kind of do it custom to the customer's will, you know, to what they want. And we try to use a little bit of styling. We have an agricultural, an architect in our homeowners association to do the homes up and make sure they're done right and they're in keeping with the rest of them. I have a couple pictures I took from the last development that I did, and just a couple of them I had run off on the computer before I came tonight, so I'll be glad to hand these over to you and you can take a look at them and get them on that side.
So will this be like lot home packages, or will you still sell the lots and someone else can build a house, or how's that working?
Well, it'll work probably both ways with regulations according to the homeowners association.
Okay. Right. But if somebody else builds it, you review the plans? And
they would still have to, they'd have to have plans and accept it and the whole thing, yes.
So there's no tax ditches on this property?
No, no tax ditches.
No.
Good. And then you say you do have septic feasibility?
Yes. I believe it was contained in tab 5 or 6 of the.
I'm not even really had a chance to go over it. Enough. And then on the state property, is there any hunting on state property? Does anybody know of?
Probably
We're going to have Mr. Venables, I believe, will want to speak in a minute.
If he can answer the question, it would be nice if he'd come up here and do it.
We need to get stand. Come on up here, Mr. Venables.
He'd stretch anyway.
Yeah.
He'd stretch. We need your name and address. And
my name is William Venables, Jr., and I'm a neighbor to this property. Okay. And I sold the property, naturally, for the money. But but I am.
I don't know what else you would have taken for it. But
but let me just say one thing. I'm going to be a neighbor to this project, the biggest neighbor, outside of the I'm not going to call it a trailer park, but it's a nice deal Mr. Moore's done over there. Right. And I went with Mr. I met Mr. Gray, and I had a chance to sell this property to two other people, and I chose him. And the price was about the same, but I did choose Mr. Gray. I found him to be a very honest, fine man, and I went and looked at the project he's done. And by the way, there is a one restriction that I put in the deed. He cannot have any double wides. He can't have that. That's in the deed, our contract he signed with me. And like I said, I'm going to be the neighbor to this project. And
I think the question was about hunting on the
state. Is there any hunting on the state property?
At one time, there was no hunting on the state property. But since the deer population, I believe they're allowing it now. Now, I own myself part of that woodland. And when I restricted mine, or the state restricted through, they asked me would I restrict mine, which I did. I do believe now, with permits, they will allow you to hunt on that property. I believe they will. And I'm not even really sure of that. But at one time, there was no hunting on it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mr. Venables, while I got you up here, just for the record, they'll probably ask later on, but you support this project, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you got to say it out loud for the tape sometimes.
Duly noted. Duly noted. And we thank you.
So with that being said, Mr. Schrader, would you be willing to put in a hunting notice on the deed restrictions?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then one more question. I've got the stormwater management pond. How would that go from there to the along the ditch, James Branch Ditch?
It'll go partially.
You need to get up here.
Oh, yeah.
It will go partially by pipe and then by open ditch. Depending on the grades.
Okay.
The grades fall off as it gets closer to the state park.
So the pipe will probably go through 14 and 15, lot 15? Or is that would you have a swale
probably,
there?
Probably right through 14 and 15 and maybe somewhere down here.
Okay.
So we hit the existing grade.
Okay. And then the open space, that's where the wetland is?
The wetlands. Open space is right here, and that's where the wetlands are, right in there, right in this area right here. We'll put the septic system outside.
Okay, so how will you maintain that open space?
It'll be in the covenants the homeowners to maintain. There'll be an area in here fenced off for a top lot, and the rest of it will be left vacant for the homeowners to do as they choose.
Okay. That's all the questions I have, Mr. Wheatley.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Plummer, right in that same area, what I'm looking at, prepared by Atlantic Resource Management, it looks like somewhere in the neighborhood of the shared lot line of lots 36 and 37, there found a denial for septic feasibility in that area, which may have prompted you to make some of your open space choice in there.
Right.
Are you aware that if this moves forward, preliminary approval, that as we on the commissioner, where those lot lines there may change a little bit.
Yes.
So you can have a lot that has septic on it.
Right. Right now, these wetlands split part of the lot, and we would have the septic, you know, that's where we would have the septic that's outside of those wetland areas.
Let me ask a question, because Mr. Schrader, I thought, said that there wasn't any wetlands within lot lines.
May have misspoke, as they say, but there would be some area right in here.
Okay.
Or not. It has been the policy of the commission for quite some time to not have wetlands within the lot lines of any lot. So
okay.
You may need to reconfigure to conform with that, if it is in fact approved.
And if that were the case and you had to reconfigure, would you be prepared to if you had land that you couldn't use for residential development, to say, well, we'll protect this, or we'll turn this, incorporate it into that nearby open space.
Yeah, we incorporate it in open space. It wouldn't be no point for us to maintain it.
And I believe I heard you say that Mr. Gray conducted the traffic count.
Yes, he did.
Could you tell us how that traffic count was done, or what his credentials to do so?
He was just counting cars. And I think his wife was helping him, by the way, just to make sure. So,
did he count trucks as well?
Yeah, he counted all
motor vehicles. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Johnson.
And his qualification, Mr. Smith, is that he has 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Okay.
And looking at the diagram here, makes reference to remaining lands. Is that?
Mr. Venables.
That's Mr. Venables. So that's not to be considered part of this project?
No, sir. That's not a future expansion area. That's retained by Mr. Venables.
Okay. Because I noticed there weren't any stub streets leading to that property, but I just wanted to make sure that that's not to be considered part of this project.
Not part of this project, not part of this application.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Thank you. Mr. Couts?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No, that was the only question I had, although I'm happy that the restrictive covenants now say Sussex County, not Pittsville and Wicomico County. It's a nice improvement.
All right, then.
I prepared the second set.
Okay, Mr. Schrader, we thank you. If you would kindly stand down for just a few minutes, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-14, Gray Properties, LLC? And we've already heard from Mr. Venables. Does anybody else want to speak in favor? Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-14? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Gentlemen, that